Okay, Tuesday night, what are we holding? Tuesday night. Mishnah Brura, Siman Yud Aleph. Se'if Yud Beis. Minyan Chute Yatzitziyos B'chol Knaf. Arbo'o, four separate strings. Fool them that when folded over, Shame Shmona now become eight. But they're in reality four strings. The Imhosif Pasul, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura that's not Muskom, but that's what the Mechaber holds. Adding means, of course, adding more strings, more than four. Okay, period. Next in. Now, You start off really with one very, very, very long string. That's how you could start off. When they make it, it's one long string. So you could put it in as one, and you could even fold it over as one, and you could even start the knots as one, and then just cut it at the very end. At the very end, you cut it, and it's four and four. Right? You could do everything to one. And that, so you're saying you have to be careful not to do that. Yachtoch roshei hachutin arbo, you should cut it into four strings. In other words, if you're assuming you're starting off with one very, very long string, so cut it as into four, and then the yitzchaveim, and then shove it in, bakonof into the corner of the beged, v'yichbalem, and fold it over. Roziyushmona. In other words, you could run into a Tassav Alomana Osi problem. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura, and in the next Sif, there's Taliyah, that's putting it into the hole, that's called being Tolit in the Beged. Then you make your first knot, that's called the Kesher Elyon. Well, that's actually Machlik, is what the Kesher Elyon means. Then you make your first knot, that connects the Chutim to the Beged, so to speak. It's now knotted, it's not just hanging down in a hole, but it's knotted. Then you have to have you have to have kricha, a minimum of three times around. That's the minimum halachic requirement. And then you need a knot to keep that kricha in place, or else it'll just come out. So the shaila is, which of those two knots is the araisa? The first one that connects the beged to the tzitzis to the beged, or the second one I'm describing, which keeps the kricha in place. But al kaponim, you have taliyah, kricha, and kshira. Now, the truth is, if you would make the taliyah as one chut, and make it into four after the taliyah, and then make the kricha and the kshira, it would be kosher. In other words, you would not have a problem with tasav lo mana osui if during the process of ta'aseh, and you didn't completely do what has to be done yet, if you make it okay in the middle of the process and you still do a ta'aseh afterwards, that's kosher. You don't need the whole ta'aseh to be tasav lo mana osui, right? You understand? So if the Eved, so what the Mechaber is describing here, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, is really a lechatchila dika eitzah, so that you shouldn't come to really mess yourself up and forget to cut the tchut into four until after you've made a kricha and the kshira. So cut it already before you stick it in. But it's not b'diyeved ma'akev if you stick it in as one and cut it afterwards, because you're still having a ta'aseh. Since the kricha and the kshira are absolutely necessary, so you just need part of the ta'aseh to not have the problem of ta'aseh v'lo mana osu. Yud Beis in Mishnah Brura. Arbo kfulim. The Aminim b'Gemara, this is where you learn it out from. Gedil. The word gedil, if it would say gedil in the Torah, would imply shnayim, because that, by definition, it's two things bound together. And it says gedilim, which means arbo. Perish. Oh, yavik siv gedil, havi mash mishtayim, ben gedil papochim mishtayim. According to That's the sheet that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Well, idma havi lovin b'mokam tcheiles v'osan arbo aruka mishal lovin. Okay, shein shmona achshe yachnitam b'veged. If you put it into the hole, the yich b'leim and double it over. Where do you get that from? Dichsif psil. Psil also means like intertwined. Ka'ing psil lo shehu kafel. Posil imhosif is posil. Mishum dekaover b'bal tosif. V'agrab b'urav hiskim l'halokha l'shita sa'itur. Hamuva b'beisesif. Shesover, who holds the aim of Zemishim Baltosif. The Chipaslin and Begemora Bezer, Tavka Beshehosif min Acher Lahachutim. The Gonchute Canvas of Semegefen. Abo Beoso min Machsherin and Afilu Lachatchila Lahosif Kamasherotzen. You'll find the same thing by your Lulav, where Lahalacha we baskin, you can put in really as many aerobics as you want, and as many Hadassim as you want. About Tosef means you bring in a fifth min into the four minim. Here the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down the Shitas Bala Iter by Tzitzis is the same. About Tosef would mean a chut of a different fabric. But you can add as many chutin as you want. Vayim Ba'artus Achayim. Achayim was written by the Malbim. What? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He's looking at his chops already. He wants to be the first on his block to walk around with like 30 tzitzis hanging down. I paskin, you shouldn't do it. You look weird. There's a mitzvah not to look weird also. But that's a din and hilchos derecheres, not a din and hilchos tzitzis. You know where I saw that you sewed? I'll tell you the first time I saw it put so pungently. I was reading one of these story books about the Stipler and Chaim Konevsky. You know, one of these books. He says that he once was davening Mincha and it was up to Tachanun and he had no place to sit for Tachanun. So he sat on steps. He sat down on the floor. Not on the floor, but like there were steps. And he says his father told him he shouldn't have sat down. And it was the Stipler told him. So he said, well, why not? You're supposed to sit for Tachanun. So I sat. You're not supposed to look weird. That's also a mitzvah. And then, a few days or weeks or months after I saw the story, I realized it's a Beferish of Mishnah Berurah. Beferish Halach and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Where it says, some people go like this when they say Echad. It's up to Mishnah Berurah, but if people are going to look at you like you're a weird guy, don't do it. So I realized it's a Beferish of Mishnah Berurah, not to look weird. So I see you licking your chops at the thought that you could have so many tzitzis. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, maybe you shouldn't wear your tzitzis out. Oh, then they'll come ask me a shaila. What's better? To wear a lot of tzitzis? Maybe a zakeli manveil? And then you won't wear your tzitzis out, so no one will know. I know a few people who have two pairs of tzitzis, one with tcheles, which they don't wear out. They don't want to wear it out. And then they have another pair with regular tzitzis, and that they wear out. I know a few people like that. Okay, Rav Scheinberg's not one of them. Bayim Bartz Chaim Shevi Yochama Gedoli Achronim Harishonim Shasovrim Kain Lochein Masik. Therefore, the Artos Chaim's Maskona is the Imasom Kvar. If he did it, the Iefsher Lasaknom. I don't know why not. Just cut it off. No. Yachol Leilich Behem. So that's your answer. How the Mishnah Berurah paskens not to do it. Less than eight is of course possible. I don't know of course, but it is. Kedisa beis Yosef. Okay, yachtoch, cut it. Wrote Salomar lechatchila yachtoch chodem sheyich tevein beknaf. Even before you stick it into the corner, it through the hole. The yesh lechotchon b'shina v'lo b'sakin. This is also, remember we have, I'll ask a question, where did we have that the mitzvah tzitzis, you extrapolate a halacha by tzitzis from karbonos? Alright, no. By mishtachavel etzemer, we said, an animal doesn't become also to a hedgeot. Only as a carbon to Kavola. And we extrapolate that Tzorech Mitzvah is considered Tzorech Kavola like a carbon. The idea of the Yesh L'chotcham B'shina V'lo B'sakin is mamish like loytonich aleihem barzel. That's the idea, and that's what this is from. And you should try to do it. If you can't do it, I would imagine you're allowed to cut it with the scissors. If you can't, rather than break your tooth,
that was cut by. And is there like stamps saying these scissors were made?
No, I never saw. I assume that's the way they make it. I wonder how they do cut it. They don't have someone sitting there with their teeth. Something tells me they don't have someone.
Glass.
You mean not barzel? Okay. But that's where it comes from. Loitonif Aleim Barzel. I just saw the Stipler book. Well, nice, I read it. I make fun of it, but I read it. So they asked him, so the guy says, let's say you can't do it. Let's say it's very hard. So can you use the scissors? So he answered him, you have to try to avoid it. You should take it seriously. Like, don't make light of it. Take it seriously, and you have to try to avoid it. That's what he answered. Yud Gimel. Mechaber, Yizoher Lachtoch Rosh Yachutin Lasosom Shmona Kodem Sheyichroch. This is already a psul before you make the kricha. Shemkar Chafilu Kchul Yeechot Pirish Chelik Me'atzitza Shemen Kesher LeKesher V'Kosher Afilu Kesher Echot. After that, B'Chaka Chatochon, then you finish. Pasul Shemtachem Lomana Osoy Shrebi Pisul Asohom Bishnebuos Hamachmed Yizor. Before sticking it into the hole, I'll call ponim yizorata kodem akricha. Vayimtas chulya achas. What's your minimum chulya b'diorayso to have a gedil? Afilu shel shalosh krichos, three krichos. Most achronim gravitate that the halves don't count. If you look at your tzitzit, it's always like a half. So they say, some say to count two halves as a whole. So you do a half, two and a half would be three. We don't do three, right? But some say the two don't count, and you have to. So it's not that clear. Ain't nothing's that clear.
All you need is three anyway. Even though you only do six and a half.
Oh, you're for sure. Oh, definitely. Right. The kosher. Well, Salomer, Mosa Chulia. The Gam Kosher Acher HaChulia. Chulia is the Krichos. Afilu Rak Kesher Echad. But Kesher Echad, they're both means a double knot. Doesn't mean like the first half of tying your shoe. It means a double knot. It means one Kesher as opposed to the five. Yotzu Yidei Chavosim Diyaraisa. Afilu also Klal HaKesher HaSomuch Lakonov. Okay? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. Oh, no, yeah, okay, we'll bring down Lady Yesh Machmirin. That's what he's saying here. That the Kesher Elyon Midiyaraisa that we talk about is the Kesher after the Chulya. The Yimkein Havitasim Loman Osli, if you then cut it. Avalim Lo Osli HaKesher Shachar HaChulya, Af She'osli HaKesher HaRishon, Shekodim HaChulya, the one that connects the tzitzis to the Beged, Lo Nigmar Adayin Asiyos HaTzitzis, that's not the Kesher that we say Kesher Elyon Diyaraisa, that's the famous phrase, Kesher Elyon Diyaraisa, that's not the Kesher Elyon. The Veloha Kesher, without the knot coming after the Chulya, the Krichos, HaChulya Einem Eskayim Klal, it'll come right out, V'en Kan Gedil, V'alken Yochel Lach T'Chachitin, so it comes out a Kula, so to speak, that you can cut the Chutin after you've stuck it in, after you've made the first knot, after you've made the Chulya, because you for sure need that second knot. So if you cut the Chutin before you made that second knot, you're safe. The Yesh Machmirim, that Kesher Elyon D'Oraisa, refers to the knot connecting the tzitzis to the Beged, that very, very first knot. U'lechatchila nochon lochosh u'divreihem. Tada! The Mashagot of Kesher Echad, that's a lot of the Chamisha Kshom Shurgil Nasos. Avul Huha Yeshtei Pomin Zahal Gavzeh. That's what I just said. Avad, that means a double knot. Kidul, come on. The Blavach Ilamikri Kesher. Shein of the sky, you dalit, you got Rabbah Chutim Mitzadzeh, four on one side, Rabbah Mitzadzeh, and four on the other side. The Yitzhar Shnei Pomez Al Galzeh, you make a double knot. Vachachach Yitzhar Chutta Oruch, Sovim Vashima, Kitzas, Krichos. The Kosher Shnei Pomez Al Galzeh, make another knot. The Kosher Mikorek, the Kenyasa Chiyashlim, the Chomish Ksharim Fulim, five knots. Rabbah Avirim Beinehem, learn your Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach, and you'll see all the great Ramazan here. Malayim Krichos. For Avirim, Malayim Krichos. Look surreptitiously at your tzitzis when no one's looking to make sure you got it right. Ein Shir La Krichos. Rakshiyu Kol HaKoruch Bakshorim Rochav Arbo Gudlam. This is the preferred way. 4 and 8. Remember, the whole thing should be 12. So you're talking about 4 and then 8 hanging down. The Onof, which is the strings hanging down, is called the Onof. Shmona Gudlam. Hagav Yenherech HaTzitzis, if you have very long tzitzis. But the Noi Mitzvah, the way to do it, is Yiresh HaShelishiso. A third of it, Yiyeh Gedil. So you make it looser and make a third of it a Gedil, or make more Krichos if you want. You should have a third Gedil and two thirds Anath. Ushnei Chalokim Anath. So we basically have 4 and 8. V'noagin Likroch Bavarishon Sheva Krichos. Uvesheni Tesha. Uveshlishi Achas Esrei. Uvevi Shlosh Esrei. Shalom Kulam Arboim. Kiminyan Hashem Echod. Shalom Shlosim Utesha. Im Hashem Heim Arboim. V'noagu Lassos B'sof Kol Chut Kesher. Kedesh Yamad Bishiziroso. As we had before in the previous Sif. Mishnah Brura. Sif Koton Samachay. Lakrichos. Ain't she lakrichos? What's the long of the minion lakrichos? The amount of times you twirl it around. The gam minion hachulios, how many chulios you have. The haksharim and how many ksharim you have. The ikra din ain't ma'akev ladina. Of course, except for what's ma'akev is the minimum of 3 times around once and a double knot at the end of it. And probably, or lechumra, certainly a double knot before you started the whole thing. The way we suggested, when's the last time you looked at your tzitzis and remembered the mitzvahs? Rak, sheyeh kol ha-korich v'aksharim. You should try it once. It's not a bad thing. You're about to talk Lashon Hara, you look down, you go, The only thing our tzitzis remind us of is that we're wearing tzitzis. Rak, chas v'shalom. I mean, I'm talking about myself, I'm not talking about you people. You're good people. Rak, sheyeh kol ha-korich v'aksharim. That's enough. Avor Shorish Adover. Well, what are we talking about here? Kikimlu Chazal. The Beinon Betzitz is Gedil. Gedil is Vainashia Mukhrach. Mukhurach. I don't know, they were menaked at Mukhrach. I would have said Mukhurach. Going around, you know, tied together with a circle. The mashmos of the word tzitzis is hanging down strings. Kamo betzitzis roshi. Achmena Torah ain't shir laorach hagedil. Elafilum lo karach rachsholosh krichos. That's the minimum. Vasal gaben kesher lamala, which is either before or afterwards. The gamzehu aloch lemoshim Sinai. The skyim bezeh shein gedil. In the previous sif, that after that you got a tassel v'lomen osri problem. If you first cut the chutin after that, and if you cut the chutin before that, you're safe. Right, you ran out of the shower, and you all of a sudden realize tzitzis. You got to make tzitzis. You're rushing to make mincha. Now you have learned what the minimum is. 1 kasher, but really 2 ksharim, because we're not sure which of the kasher is the minimum. 2 double knots, 1 connecting it to the beged, twirl around 3 times, double knotted. That's your minimum tzitzis. You're allowed to walk out with that on Shabbos. You can make a bracha. The Yoser Tov, I said it as a Dover Parsha. The Mishnah Berurah only says it as a Yoser Tov. Sheyasa Oz Gam Hakesher Harisha Shekodim Achulia Kamo Shana Noagim Kedei Lotzis Gam Das Mixus Aposkim Shesovrim Shalzeh Hakesher Kivnu Chazal Dudi Oraisa. So I keep saying it as a Dover Parsha. The Mishnah Berurah keeps saying it, so I have to correct myself. The Mishnah Berurah says it really only as a Chumrah, to be Choshesh for some Shitas. Aber mit der Rabbanan Torah klar so schlisch gedil, und schnell schlisch im Psyll. Der Kiewe Schorach achut in Yud Beis Gudlin, Kanal du sind Dalit, Yasser Dalit Gudlin gedil, Shema Krichos, the Yasher Ches Gudlin chut in Ephrodim, Shekach hu noi hatzitzes. This is the way it looks nice. The Yal came therefore, im Otsu Chul Yachas Berf Shabbos Vim Chashecha, Tzorach Lahashlan take a back for our Shabbos. Fix it up the way it's supposed to be. The Yilad Ochi hu over al Dibir Chachomim. It's not a joke. It's Chachomim said that's the way it should be. But the Urai says this way. Chachomim said have it in this way. The Eishin Echsholim does that. Some people don't bother fixing it up. Okay. Rochav. Hayinu l'chatchila bo b'diavad afilu korach rubo kosher. This one-third, two-thirds business is only l'chatchila. Even if you made most of it, gedil. Or even if you made most of it chulius and then the nuts, the kolpolim yesh kam came psil, avlim korach kul apostle. You must have some tzitzis hanging down. I bought gudlim imak shorim with the nuts. Uvarayim em, that's four gudlim with the nuts. Uvarayim em, the kodav shiyah ben kesher le kesher meloy agudo. In other words, each kricha should be around an agudo. I say around because we're going to learn in a second you make different amounts of krichos. Oh, that's true. You could make it tighter and looser. Because of a rush, shiyu kol achulius b'shovem shazu noya tzitzis. Him came, as Rav Shmuel just said, davar harishon yasa krichos v'chokim zemizeh, because you have less krichos. V'achakach b'chol aver yosem mekurov. U'shnei chalokam alach ayin b'dir mashal al asmag u'luchul yalma in amake b'dievet. This ratio u'b'sheni teisha u'b'kavonos kosu b'sheni shmona. The Shimu Shmona is 15. Yeah, 7 and 8. Hushem Shel Yudke. Bachakach Achas Esrei. Uvitzer of Hushem Shel Yudke Bovke. Bachakach Shlosh Esrei Gematvio Echad. Bezeru Hashem Echad. Uvitzitzel of Rav Shlomo Mocho. Hoyabavarishon Yudkrichos. Bachakach Hei. I guess he had Yudke Bovke. Hashem Havaya. Bayim Belavush. Ubelio Rabba. Oh, Dinyan Akrichos. So the Mishmur Paschals, you have to look at the Levush and the Leo Rabba. I believe, Rabosai, we have bought the new Levush just to hurt your eyes to look at the Levush. I believe now everything, do they come out with new Svarim, but they keep on doing the old ones over again. I believe, do we have the new Levush? I saw it the other day. Yes, on the top shelf there, to the right of the tour, we have a new user-friendly, readable, beautiful, no, to the left, that's it, Levush. So the one on our Chaim was, Levush Malchus? Try Levush Malchus? No? Okay, anyway, you look at it, Mishmur Pasuz, just look at it. The Sof Kol Chut, make a knot. I only have some cotton, you'd chest much exactly shown. That we, he says not to do it if your Shazira is a good Shazira. Do not make a knot at the end of the tzitzis. Tov lazu rachut and benonim, like in the Goldilocks story. Lo oven, lo dakim, kum zakeli van beyu.